In New York City, the workers who cleaned up Ground Zero and got sick from dust and debris at the site now face a difficult choice. 10,000 police, firefighters, and construction workers filed lawsuits against the city after 9/11. They've now been offered a multi-million-dollar settlement if almost all of them agree to forego a trial. NPR's Robert Smith has more.
The settlement agreement is a stack of dense legal documents, about 3 inches thick. So it was easy to spot former Detective John Walcott as he left the federal courthouse with his future in his hands. Walcott will spend the weekend reading the document and trying to decide if he should give up the legal battle he's fought since 1994.
6 years ago, I was one of the first plaintiffs, and it had nothing. It was a lot of sick people and no angle to go. And, you know, now at least a partial settlement or, you know, an idea of a settlement is a long way in 6 years.
Walcott spent half a year at Ground Zero and at Freshkill's landfill searching for human remains. He was later diagnosed with leukemia. The settlement agreement spells out how much money everyone gets based on a complex formula. Walcott could possibly get one of the bigger payouts, close to $1 million. But he says he's now only thinking about his family.
To me, it's never been about money. I'll be 46 years old. I'm lucky to be alive. I was granted a week to live, and 5% of people live as long as I have, and I'm kind of on borrowed time. So, you know, this is basically, you know, take care of my 7-year-old daughter.
Walcott is one of 10,000 workers who will have to weigh whether it's time to move on. New York City and its special insurance fund offered a maximum of $657 million to settle the 10,000 lawsuits. The alternative is a legal nightmare. Thousands of complex emotional trials, over 600,000 separate claims, around 100 different contractors for the city as defendants. New York's chief lawyer, Michael Cardozo, says there was another reason to settle.
God forbid if this ever happens again, we don't want the good Samaritans of this world to hesitate. So these heroes, assuming they were injured, should be compensated.
It was a distinctly different tone from the city's lawyers. For years, they fought the claims of the Ground Zero workers, arguing first that the city had immunity during a disaster, then disputing that there was any connection between the smoke and the dust at the World Trade Center site and respiratory disease. That legal fight left a lot of bitterness among the sick workers, and that's going to be a problem. 95% of the plaintiffs have to opt into the settlement for it to go into effect.
They have to get 95% of us to agree. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Avelino Montalvo stood outside the federal courthouse and heckled the city's lawyer as he tried to speak to reporters. Montalvo worked with the Red Cross after 9/11, and now he says he has serious asthma. For him, it is all about the money.
We prefer this to go to trial. We prefer this to go to trial. We'll hold off for another 7-10 years if we have to, but we're not going to give in for this. It's not fair to us.
Lawyers on both sides of the case predicted that they will get overwhelming approval. Mark Byrne, one of the plaintiff's attorneys, says it will just take a lot of education about how much money people will get without the pain of a trial.
Nobody has to say yes to anything until they know what they are getting. Clearly, you could not do that. We couldn't say, hey, you have an injury, you're going to get a settlement, we'll let you know someday.
The clock's ticking. The Ground Zero workers have 90 days to approve or reject the settlement. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.